This is the Fast Lane Podcast, powered by I Promise. Now, here's the Fast Lane.
It's a Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. The Blues had their scrimmage last night, which you heard right here on 101 ESPN last night in the home of the Blues. With Jamie Rivers and Brad Thompson and Anthony Stalter, Colton Parayko now joins us via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. And Colton, we appreciate you joining us. How do you feel after last night's scrimmage?
Yeah, thanks for having me again, guys. Always good to be on, but good. Obviously, it was nice to get into like a little bit of a game situation, kind of get the systems into place. Obviously, during practice, it's a little different because you got the drill set up, but it's nice just to be in a game kind of like situation where you can kind of make reads and just get the feel for systems and just working things out. I mean, not playing for a while, sometimes it's nice just to get the feel of the play and just feeling the plays happen again. And it was good.
Now, Parayko, like nobody, look, I know that a lot of the guys, they're not thrilled usually with 6 or 7 preseason games heading into the season. I know that as my career went on, I'm like, oh boy, I only want to play a couple of these. But this is a situation that's a little bit different. Like, you guys aren't going to get any. And you probably never thought you'd be like, wow, I wish we had a preseason game. But it's kind of one of those times where you've got training camp, some scrimmages coming up. And then you fly out to Colorado and go back-to-back against the Avalanche. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, everyone's kind of in the same boat where there's, like you said, no preseason games this year, which is a lot different. But it was good to kind of go in the scrimmage yesterday, kind of like I said, just to get back into somewhat game-like feel and just kind of put the systems together and stuff like that. So these are basically our preseason games where we're playing against each other and just trying to dial it in, and obviously we have a good Colorado team we got to face first game and full first two games, so we got to be ready. So it's going to be a challenge, but like I said, we're all on the same page, and it's a challenge we're looking forward to.
Colton, how big of a challenge was it to play in front of nobody in the bubble? And I ask that because here we go again. I mean, we're starting the season, nobody's going to be there. You kind of have to build your own atmosphere. Was that a difficult thing for you?
I mean, it's a little different for sure, especially in playoffs. Obviously, playoffs has a different atmosphere in general. Obviously, it's fun to go into opposing barns and play there. And obviously, there's no better place to play than the Enterprise at home during the playoffs. So it was a little different like that, especially the year before, where it was you just go the whole way and kind of go to different buildings where everybody's just going crazy. And as you go on through the playoffs too, it just gets that much better. So it's definitely different during the playoffs. Obviously the game is still the same. You're still playing hockey and whatnot, but obviously the fan element of it is a lot of fun, and adding the travel in there. I mean, just going to the different cities, having to fly there and fly home and stuff like that. It just adds that kind of element to the playoffs, I think, which was kind of fun and part of it, obviously. So, like I said earlier, kind of everybody was on the same terms, and we had fun with it, and we did what we could.
Yeah, like it certainly was different. Another thing that's different for you this year, bud, is you got a new defense partner. I mean, you had the wily vet, Jay Bouwmeester, for a while, and we love Jay Bow, Mr. Quiet Man himself, but he was certainly a great partner to have. Then you move over, and you got Marco Scandella, who's a great player as well. But now you've moved up in the rotation. Top pairing is now yourself and Torrey Krug, who's a new guy to the team. We know who he is, but he's new with the St. Louis Blues. How has that adjustment been for you and Torrey Krug, your chemistry so far, and how good did it feel last night?
It's been good so far. It's been really good. He's obviously a really good player, and he's very smart, and he's already kind of brought a lot of different things to the table that we can do together to kind of make it easier on each other. And that's kind of what was nice about yesterday. And I think we have one more kind of little preseason inner squad scrimmage coming up that we're going to kind of be able to just eventually get everything set in stone and get ready for Colorado. But he's just smart, just the things that he brings up, and he has good reasoning behind everything that he wants to do. And then he's just a great player. Outside of that, he makes good reads, and I feel like he can read off me well, and I try to read off him well. And he's been a great player in this league for a long time, and it's no surprise why and when you get to play against him or play beside him. Sorry.
How important is the communication with a new guy like that, a new partner? You, like you said, he's a superstar in the NHL. He's been one of the top power play guys, played in the Boston Bruins, a dominant guy. You yourself have had a Stanley Cup championship. Now you got the ring to prove it. Things have been going really well for you. But now you put the two guys together, and, yeah, it's one thing to talk about it in practice, but how important is it for good communication between you two so that, you know, you're always on the same page?
Yeah, I think it's going to be huge right at the beginning for sure. Just, I mean, it's a lot different for practice. Obviously, going to games and practices, you're kind of, they're set up for different drills to be run certain ways, to work on different systems and stuff like that. But kind of come game time, there's a lot of different plays throughout the game that aren't really written up in practice. And that's when communication comes in handy. And there's a lot of different little plays that will happen even throughout the season that will be our first time kind of seeing it together. So just kind of being able to read off each other and just letting each other know where we're at, where our heads are at. And then if a play happens and something, maybe it goes against us or something like that, then we can communicate through it and make sure it doesn't happen again. So it's been good. We've kind of, even after every shift almost yesterday, we were just chatting and kind of making sure that we were on the same page with everything and clarifying everything, even if it went the right way. So that's exciting that obviously we're on the same page and we're just going to try to keep pushing forward and get better each game as the season goes on.
Blues defenseman Colton Prego joining us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. All right, Colton, let's just go through the crap. How much did you give it to Torrey Krug?
I haven't yet.
It in
I don't
his
know.
Face, right?
Well, I don't know.
Do you ask him to hold your
ring
for you?
I don't think
you?
I can. Yeah, seriously. I don't know if I need to go there right now quite yet, this early on. I gotta get a feel out process for how he is a little bit more, but obviously it's gotta be tough for him though.
Has he cried in front of you yet, Colton?
Yeah, seriously. No, but it's probably a pretty sensitive subject. I mean, it would be for me too, so
he probably loves going out to the practice rink and seeing that big mural on the wall. Yeah. Stanley Cup champion.
Every single day. Yeah.
I mean, it is
what it is. We got to just get another one now for him.
There you
I think
go.
That's the only thing we can do, you know?
We could add maybe his own little player on the side somewhere, make him feel a part
exactly.
of it.
I like it.
Yeah, it's nice to have that. Yeah, that, like that. If you guys ever do get into it, just know you can pull that out at any time. I wouldn't overuse it, but you,
seriously,
you never know.
Keep it in the back pocket.
Knock him right back on his heels.
A little trump card, right? Throw it out. Oh, the old ace of spades, had it the whole time. So take us behind the scenes a little bit, right? Take us into the locker room a little bit, because I know things are different right now. You're kind of playing in a quasi-bubble. You're going to be bouncing around. You guys are going to be around each other a lot. Who keeps it loose? Like, who is that guy? Who's the clown like Jamie Rivers is on this show that just keeps everybody?
Wow.
And when I say clown, I mean who's the clown? Let's just be honest.
Oh, man, I don't know if I can. I don't really know what would who would be our clown. I mean, I think we have a group that's good at, like, having a kind of keeping it loose, and then kind of when it's time to turn it on, then we can turn on, like in the locker room and stuff. It's always good mood, and I think that's what's been a big part of this team since I got here, is everybody's kind of everybody just gets along so well with each other, and everybody kind of, it's a pleasure to go to the rink and fun to go to the rink and see the guys, and that's almost what I look forward to, is kind of every day is going into the rink and kind of hanging out with the guys, and we have fun. So I can't really say one specific guy. I think everybody has their own funny attributes, I guess.
Well, Priggs, we got to change that, okay? You and I are going to get together, and we're going to get some good cut-ups for the guys. We're going to go through the entire roster, and I'm going to give you a few aces, okay?
Okay, I like it. A couple more aces for the back pocket.
There you go. Big change for you this year. Not so much your role, but, you know, I noticed that your jersey is going to be a little bit heavier now. You got this thing that's in the way. It's a letter A that's going to be on your shoulder. You know, what are your thoughts on that? And, you know, how open are you to having that letter on your chest and taking on a bigger role?
Yeah, no, it's obviously an honor to be recognized by the organization like that. It's pretty cool. Obviously, your goal as a kid is to make the NHL and win the Stanley Cup. And obviously, just make it to the NHL is a privilege. And then just being kind of recognized like that has been pretty cool. And but from a player perspective and person set perspective, just kind of going to just keep doing the same thing. Just kind of obviously, don't feel like I need to change a ton. Just want to continue to just show up, try to get better every day, and just do the work, put the work in, and try to lead the way for an example as much as possible, and just put my head down and do the best of my ability and the role I'm put in, and make it happen.
Yeah, don't change a thing. Honestly, you know, everything you're doing right now is exactly why you've got the letter. So sometimes you don't need to overthink it. Just keep plowing ahead. But one thing, have you ever seen the movie Twins, by the way, Parakes, with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I have not.
You haven't? Do you know what I'm even talking about, though?
No.
Okay, well, there's a movie called Twins. It's like back in the VHS days. VHS was a cassette tape back then.
You have
anyways.
To explain that.
Yeah, he has no idea what that
to.
Is.
He's a
no,
young
I
guy.
Know VHS.
Oh, you do? Okay, great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, good. Well, there's a movie called Twins, and it's got Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. Do you know who those individuals are?
I do, actually, yes.
Okay, yeah. Good. So
the governor.
You can see that there's a size difference between Arnold and Danny DeVito, yet
yes,
they were
100%.
They were twins through birth, obviously not identical. And so here at the Fastlane, Brad Thompson has taken upon himself to nickname you and Tory Krug twins. And so we do have a mock-up picture of what a T-shirt could look like.
Send it to him. Okay. After this.
I will send you the picture when we're off air.
Okay,
and we're just wondering if, at least if nothing else, if you could endorse it, and then and we can kind of go from there.
Perfect. We'll make it happen.
All right. You see nice. On the twins.
Twins.
All right. Twins you said it live on the air. Perfect. All right.
Colton, we love having you on. We can't wait to watch you guys get started up for real next week when you're in Colorado. Best of luck, but I hope you join us again throughout the course of the year.
100%. Always a pleasure coming on and chatting with you guys. Always a good time.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Colton. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Defenseman Colton Parayko, who did accept the twins.
This shirt's going to take off.
Nice job, BT.
Like, he
that's
got
another
behind
t-shirt,
this one.
Boys.
No, that was
do
good.
Do we make this one blue, or do we go with, like, that Carolina blue t-shirt?
Let's do both. Like, I think
it's
going to sell enough.
Available in multiple colors?
Here's
let's
what
go,
we do.
Let's go
we
sprint right option line. On this.
Here's we got to watch the bottom line.
No, here's the bottom
We've
line, though.
We've suffered biblical losses with these t-shirts before.
Yeah, but we didn't
well, I was about
yet.
To say, we haven't even... Have
we
you
haven't done anything?
Have you put in any money to this yet?
No, of course not.
So we haven't lost anything.
You guys put in all the money, okay? And I'll promote it.
I don't like this.
I don't like this at all.
Okay. Yeah. I'm risk averse. I'm into run prevention.
The old cardinal over there. All right, Sports Six Pack is next, 65780. If you have a question for us, send it in. We'll do it here on 101 ESPN.
You've been listening to the Fast Lane Podcast, powered by iPromise.